Books on Tape presents The Emperor of Ocean Park by Stephen L. Carter. Read by Richard Allen. Prologue. The Vineyard House. When my father finally died, he left the Redskins tickets to my brother, the house on Shepherd Street to my sister, and the house on the vineyard to me. The football tickets, of course, were the most valuable item in the estate, but then Addison was always the biggest favorite and the biggest fan, the only one of the children who came close to sharing my father's obsession, as well as the only one of us actually on speaking terms with my father the last time he drew his will. Addison is a gem, if you don't mind the religious nonsense, but Mariah and I have not been close in the years since I joined the enemy, as she puts it, which is why my father bequeathed us houses 400 miles apart. I was glad to have the Vineyard House, a tidy little Victorian on Ocean Park in the town of Oak Bluffs, with lots of frilly carpenter's Gothic along the sagging porch, and a lovely morning view of the white bandshell, set amidst a vast sea of smooth green grass, and outlined against a vaster sea of bright blue water. My parents liked to tell how they bought the house for a song back in the 60s, when Martha's Vineyard and the black middle-class colony that summers there were still smart and secret. Lately, in my father's oft-repeated view, the vineyard had tumbled downhill, for it was crowded and noisy, and besides, they let everyone in now, by which he meant black people less well off than we. There were too many new houses going up, he would moan, many of them despoiling the roads and woods near the best beaches. There were even condominiums of all things, especially near Edgartown, which he could not understand because the southern part of the island is what he always called Kennedy Country, the land where rich white vacationers and their bratty children congregate, and a part angry, part jealous article of my father's faith.